news last Sunday, the ever-youthful Peter Pan of Peep Show smart Peter Stringfellow fell down some stairs onto his son, wrinkled Jaxie. Hilarious, isn't it? No, it's not. It's prompted this letter from Julie. Now, she'd been out with an older guy, like Peter, and apart from the stench, yeah, he was great. Arthur was slightly younger than Peter Stringfellow, admittedly. He was 80. He belonged to a different age. An age of chivalry, kindness to one's fellow man. Smallpox and overt racism. But he was a dear old man and an old romantic. Or to put it another way, Julie knew if she dressed up a bit tardy for him and tickled his fancy, he'd slip her a 20 for a night out on the vodka and Red Bulls with her mates. He was a total mug, but nice with it. You know, Julie, he'd say, I remember jiving in the 50s. Yeah, whatever. I tell you, in my day with rationing, yeah, have you got that money from a new telly, Arthur? Julie admits she's taken advantage of the old geezer, something rotten, when he thought they were in love. When she got out to the club with her mates, she'd tell them about Arthur, his rubbish poetry, and they'd laugh their heads off. Silly old sod. And then something awful happened. Like the unfortunate Peter Stringfellow, there was an accident. A bad accident. Late one night, after getting out of the bath, one of Arthur's nuts dropped off, and alone in the house in the dark, he slipped on it and fell down the stairs. Dead. Stone dead. Fun-loving Julie returned home the next morning, off her face as usual, and as she entered, straightening her skirt and trying to hold her nose together after all the gack she'd inhaled, she saw him. Dead as a doornail. Her Arthur. Now, Julie is big enough to admit she was never kind to him, but now it was too late. And this is when things got worse. To Julie's horror, she discovered she wasn't in his will. At first, she felt resentment, but you know, then Julie writes, she began to remember the good times. Getting her mates around to laugh at his pajamas when he was down the Legion. Hiding his glasses. Spending his pool's money when she said she'd sent it off. No one could take those wonderful memories away from her. You know, with a story like this, you wonder how anyone could be so cruel. All that effort she put in for no money. Whispering saucy fantasies and then having to say it three more times in his good ear because the old grunter couldn't hear. Removing her undies for him when they went out to the pub, mainly because he'd had an accident and had to stick on hers in the box. The Vera Lynn gimp mask. All counted for nothing. Nada. No. And now he was gone. What a stingy old scrout. Now, Julie wants to share an important lesson. Arthur's death has taught her something, and that's, don't go for old fellas, ladies. Try to get yourself a bit of younger meat. Nevertheless, Julie says the words of Christa Berg will always remind her of the good times.